The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
But I got you pegged.
We got Petey Mack in the studio. We got Tim Matheson on the phone a little later on. Craig's here. We got Nick Allen tomorrow. Nick Hoff later this week. Rob Riggle tomorrow. We're going talking about some miniature golf show.
Holy moly.
It's more than, better than just miniature golf. It's huge golf. Huge miniature golf, right?
Extreme miniature golf.
Looks pretty cool.
It's not just windmills anymore?
No, not windmills and 1,000 degrees heat. that's how I remember miniature golf.
From what I was reading about it, it sounded like there was some sort of like physical challenge. Like it was almost like Wipeout meets mini golf.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It sounds crazy.
All right. It's brought to you by that famous producer, Steph Curry.
Oh, he's
That's him. Yeah, he's on the promo.
I've heard a lot of that recently. Produced by LeBron James. Produced by Justin Timberlake.
They all get contracts. That's part of their deal, I'm sure, with some of these contracts with their agents. They come in and they go, I want this deal. I want to be able to produce stuff, you know. That's where the money is.
Yeah, they get their own production
Serious
company.
Cash, I should say. Not that they're not making serious cash now.
Yeah, they're fine.
Ridiculous. They're right, they're fine.
That's how Seacrest made his millions. He's got his own production company.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, the Kardashians.
That crap.
Are in there, among a couple other programs on E!
Some of the players that had the 95-year-old Gloria Vanderbilt, some of the 41 players, include but are not limited to snot sea cucumber, sphincterectomy gets a hit, as does tampon vampire, telescoping Uranus gets a hit, so does Todd's butter knife.
Urectum.
And Todd's wet clock.
He peed on it.
Truck stop boner pills gets a hit, as does Von Bender, and your fist is on my list.
Has the best things in life.
There is no change in the leaderboard.
No change. It's grabbing by the orange socks, doing the leader.
Yep.
Who's second? Well, you have that information.
Rear burger with cheese.
Oh, of course.
What Rear Burger with Cheese has done, I looked at this, because Rear Burger with Cheese is in the number 2 and the number 3 spot.
Ooh. He wheeled somebody?
He wheeled a few. He wheeled like 3 or 4 players.
Yeah, you got to wheel the, I think you would have to wheel the certains.
Yeah, so he wheeled a few players.
Got it.
And those players have, you know, he's still got another, you know, maybe 1 or 2 wheeled players
that might kick.
But 3 of them that did already.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow. Yeah. But if you can do that effectively.
Who's still alive? Oh, Kirk Douglas still alive.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting he's alive, because we've killed off a lot of big, huge hits recently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kirk Douglas is probably number 1 now, easily.
Probably, yeah. I don't recall. Yeah.
I think he's just defying you now.
Did he have a birthday over the weekend?
Kirk's like 103, isn't he?
No, I think I saw his wife turned 100.
Oh, okay.
And so
that's it. Isn't that great?
They're now both
triple digits. He's 103 and
digits.
She's still kicking.
Crazy. Boy, you just can't live long enough, can you?
You cannot. you're never going to beat her, man. Once you hit a certain age, if you're both 80, she's going to live longer.
So you're not going with the true love lasts forever angle,
no,
huh, Greg?
No.
Oh,
you
that.
Just can't live long enough. That's the angle. You just can't live long enough. No, once they hit, once they get over 75, that woman, she's gonna kick your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You're not beating her to the end.
Not beating her to the end.
Because Kirk Douglas, for God's sakes, he looks over. Are you kidding me? You're still kicking? Oh, no.
He probably does wake up from naps, and she'd be like right there. He's like, oh, no!
Not another one. Another year?
I'm telling you, my wife.
Deanna Douglas, right? That's your name? Am I right on that? I think I am.
My wife and I have a running argument throughout our entire relationship as to which one of us is going to die first.
Well, she should know. Well, first of all, it's a sad argument, but I get the bit because we're just talking about it because anything can happen. But if say it's old age, you're gonna die before she was. If it's old age,
I think so.
Even that she's a year older than you,
she's about a year and a half older than me.
You're still probably going to die of old age before she is.
That's what I say.
Yeah, let's go with the old age angle.
But she keeps leaning on the whole, like she smoked for a few years when she was a teenager in her early 20s. I'm like, no, that's not. No, women live longer. You're going to outlive me.
Right.
Now when one of them kicks, we're going to get called in for questioning.
No kidding.
like we'll be around. Yeah. Who's going to produce the old folks home show? Come on, Bush, you got to stick around.
Good show.
I can teach somebody how to hook up the banana mic.
That's going to be Petey now. Petey will come visit us.
Ain't no way I'm making it that long. Ain't no way, man. If she's worried about her life shortening for a couple years of smoking when she was
a
kid,
exactly.
I am dead tomorrow. Just think of an old ass puss. It's a funny thing to say and think about.
Yeah. I hope we all get there. Not the show part. I don't want to be sitting in some
good show.
You don't want some like suite style old folks home where there's like four bedrooms and a common area and we're all just still together.
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
You can call me once
like
in a while.
Really?
I do not want to walk out and look at you guys 40 years from now. Like we're all still. Let's go.
Be closer to work at that point. I mean, you just walk out and.
We'd still be bitching. Who gets up this early?
Why do I get the brown banana?
The whole home would be getting up that early.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
That's true.
We would have a studio audience.
Oh man,
we'd
alive.
All get up from our rooms,
kind of.
It'd be a midday, be a midday show there.
Yeah.
At 6 in the morning. They've been up 4 hours.
We need a clip from that bit, just so like anybody who didn't catch it, picture the nursing home sitting around, and Puss walks in, drops a banana, and says, "Talk into that."
You're on.
And
go.
We do 5 hours, and then go home.
Back to our little room, right. You mean.
Time for another nap.
Then we shuffle our feet back in, hoping we can wake up in time for Jeopardy.
They wheel us into the table.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good show.
That'd be such a sad, sad dorm room with all four of us just living there.
Oh my God.
Our wives are alive. They just left us there. That's it. They just left us
they're
there.
They're all having fun.
They're still in the house.
Yeah, they've got the kids having a great time.
Dad, why don't you go watch the show this morning? No, I'm busy.
Hell, they're probably thinking about that like next year.
Oh my God. Yeah. So a store in Canada.
Such a good bit, man.
Store in Canada wanted to get people to quit using the plastic bags as much as they could, trying to help the environment and whatnot.
My favorite part is the argument for plastic bags. There is none. And I saw some letters to the editor because our city was trying to do it and the mayor was against it, which is ridiculous. And I saw some letters for plastic bags. There's no arguments for plastic bags.
What were the letters saying?
That doesn't just mean your own personal convenience. Hmm. Other than that, there's no argument for it.
Okay.
Because my wife will get paper bags, not necessarily for the environment. She just gets them because they're bigger, and we fold them up, and then we recycle them. But they're just as easy to get out of the car. They got handles. They're strong. This is an old school.
Yeah, it's not the
old school plastic bag. Paper bags.
Paper. Here's the argument against plastic bags. It's a libtard thing.
That's it.
And I ain't no libtard.
That's it.
So give me double plastic bags.
That's what I do.
And I'll throw them in the street.
Is plastic fine with you, sir? Yes. Give me four plastic bags for every one you usually use.
I'm not saying I don't take plastic bags with them by myself, because I do. I just doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, if they just get rid of them, I ain't going to bitch.
This bag
and
of chips,
I don't care.
It's only surrounded by one plastic bag. I want it surrounded by three.
I don't like litter. I don't like ruining the world, you know.
That's what I do anymore. I order extra plastic
so
bags.
So what? So.
So the store in Canada wanted to get people to quit using their plastic bags, and so they on their plastic bag, or on some of their plastic bags, they had some phrases printed on them to try and keep people from using them. Like, for instance, one of them said, "Into the weird adult video emporium."
Oh, that's even better. I thought it was gonna, yeah. I thought it'd be a little more whitewashed than that.
Another
that's
one
actually...
said, "Colon Care Co-op."
The person holding this bag is a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Two's Wart Ointment Wholesale.
Wholesale.
Was another one.
That's good.
Here's the trouble.
They liked them.
People liked them.
Exactly.
They were too good.
Yeah. You got to be hardcore. And the hardcore stuff you couldn't print because it would be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People liked them and wanted to collect them. Damn it.
I mean, it has to be something.
I yelled right over
you had no idea.
It has to be something hardcore.
Thank you.
You can't blame yourself, Craig.
I appreciate that.
He'll say it again.
Yeah, I got you. I probably have.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's like that box of dildos that you received.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like that.
Absolutely. So now the store's owner says he at least hopes that people will keep the bags as souvenirs and not throw them out into the trash.
I got it. He should have looked. Of course, that was just going to be something people want.
That plastic bag, this is a giant bag of dildos to bring your lunch into work every day.
Right.
Set it in the fridge.
That's Jim's dildo bag. He thinks it's funny.
It is.
I love that I still use the word just Jim as a random name. It's our boss.
And there's any number of guys named Jim.
I know. They hate it.
And I love that.
And they hate it.
I love that. Kim Kardashian West teaming up with Lyft for a new effort to help former prisoners.
What, just get a ride to prison or get a ride home? Oh, ride to work.
There you go. Job interviews.
All right. She seems to be maybe trying to use her money for good.
She is trying to help.
I mean, I hate to say good things about her, but she seems to be using her money for good. I mean, her husband's a douchebag, but...
And she seems sincere about it.
So far, yeah. I guess maybe there is a point. I would think that you, the frivolous life of just being a rich person, that kind of you got to do something, don't you think? You got to do something.
Yeah. You can only have
something.
So many Instagram followers
and so many houses and so much money and so many private jets. I mean, nobody.
I mean, even if the motivation is, well, I can get more Instagram followers.
I don't think that's the motivation.
At least she's doing something.
Yeah, I don't think that's the motivation. I think actually she just wants to help somebody.
Yeah, that's my first inclination, is that there's got to be some self-serving angle for this. But
she keeps going.
She keeps doing it. And now
that means she's having meetings with people that are not frivolous.
And now I keep going, well, maybe I can't hate her. Damn.
In the last 90 days, or in 90 days, at one point in 90 days... She had helped to free 17 inmates.
Yeah, she had hired a helicopter.
Yeah.
Busted in.
What do we mean?
She busted in. Yeah.
Landed in the yard, loaded them up, got the hell out of there.
Go, go, go!
What's that mean, Craig?
People that were in for
way too long.
Oh yeah, for like minor crimes,
or for people who didn't do it,
drug possession.
So she
people who were locked up for life for nonviolent crimes.
Good for her. So she threw some money at their case, basically. Mm-hmm. Or
no, just brought attention.
Well,
got other people to say, not right.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, that three strike law in California a while back. Put a lot of people in jail for stealing cassettes and stuff for life. Just crazy.
Like bootlegging and stuff?
Well, it was like their third offense was something stupid.
There was one.
And the reason I remember that, it was a guy they talked about maybe 5 or 10 years ago. His third offense was he actually stole a cassette. That's how long ago this was, from a record store. And it was theft, and third strike, life.
Whoa.
First two were worse crimes, but not murder or anything, you know.
I was going to say, did they arrest him straight out of the time machine when he was
I don't
stealing
remember.
No, the cassette?
No, that's an old story, but it's when all the stories came up about the third strike law being kind of stupid.
Don't be stealing cassettes in 88.
Well, that's how long ago the third strike law.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it went into effect when cassettes were actually still relevant.
Exactly.
Although they are making a comeback.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Are they?
Kind of.
About the dumbest thing ever.
That's dumb.
They sound crappy.
Yeah, I could see vinyl because that
vinyl
actually
sounded better.
Vinyl sounds good.
It proved it sounds better. Although I have a cassette player in one of my cars, so.
But I don't think anyone has ever touted the audio superiority of a cassette.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never been.
No. Even the store-bought one.
No.
If you were a cassette aficionado, you bought...
Well, I bought a ton of cassettes.
No, but you bought the album, and then you bought a decent, like a chromium oxide.
I used to buy the actual cassettes when I...
I did too.
Yeah, the actual...
Just never. I was too lazy to record them.
Well, because I wanted them for my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted them now.
Right.
I didn't want to go home and record the album onto a cassette.
You ripped off the paper, got in your car, and put it in. Yep. Cruise, you were the man, Craig.
I've never been the man.
Yes, you have.
You'd flip on that power booster you had under your seat and tweak the equalizer and crank it up.
Yeah, the equalizers were.
Is that what you call it?
We're in other people's seats all the time, I know.
Oh, yeah. I had that. And then I had speakers that were not attached. So when you went to a party in the farmer's field, you could open up the hatch of that Pinto and take the speakers out and put them on top of
your
car.
You just came in to drink beer and kick ass. You're almost out of beer.
I did.
Almost out of beer.
Party at the Moon Tower.
Dude.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Remember how much packaging used to be on the tapes? You know, like the anti-theft stuff?
Oh, the anti-theft stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
You took it home. It took like you 2 days to open that
two
thing.
2 foot tall.
That plastic wrapped around it. Oh, my God.
Blister pack.
Well, when CDs started out, they did the same thing.
Same thing.
Big plastic cage on it.
Same thing.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like a whole album,
CD. And one of the reasons they got rid of that was because of too much plastic in
waste.
The world. That was waste, right?
Yeah.
And now we're fighting it. That wasn't even an argument back in the day.
Right,
too much plastic, let's get rid of these.
Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
The right and the left did not bitch about that.
Yeah.
I don't remember them bitching about that at the time.
Oh, then they just went, let's just lock up the rap CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Because those were the ones that seemed to be disappearing at a faster rate.
They did do that.
That's my bad.
Little white kids like Petey, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Little white kids like
Petey.
No, that's not true. I didn't have to steal them because there was a great place in town in the neighborhood. It was like the first listening booth ever.
Oh, you go listen to
them. Yeah, you go to Leola's and you'd sit there and you put the greasy-ass headphones on. And you could decide whether you wanted to buy the tape or not.
There
or you could just pop it right out of there, put it in your back pocket, and leave.
Little white guys.
Of course, you never did that, but that could have been
done. I just saw people do that.
Right. You're stealing. All you're doing is stealing from the artist, Petey.
Yeah, I didn't steal. I was not a stealer of tapes. I just dub it from whoever stole it.
Now, of hearts, that's a different story.
Is that stealing? I just... Dub it.
How
from
we get into
the
that?
Person that stole
technically.
It?
Technically.
Okay.
Oregon is the latest state to join the National Popular State Compact. It's the 15th state to join the compact that would award all of its electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections.
Hasn't been a swing state doing this yet. If a swing state does this, it'd be pretty amazing.
The laws do not go into effect until the electoral votes of the states passing it equal 270 or more, the number needed to elect a president. With Oregon added, the total is now 196.
Every vote should count, but we're not going to ever get there. Whatever. Every vote should count.
I don't understand the argument.
I do. They know that...
the other side.
Oh, no.
Argument.
They want to stop you.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
I understand now.
Do you?
No,
McConnell said yesterday...
I really don't.
Awarding D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood would be socialism. Explain that to me.
Because the socialist would win.
Yes, because the blue would win with those two states.
Yeah, if you... Right. You can't have what people want.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't.
Don't be foolish.
Don't be foolish. That's a good point, Craig.
You cannot have what people want right. in a republic.
Right. That's right. Not with a turtle.
Yeah. Can't be pandering to predominantly brown and predominantly black cities.
That's it, too. Puerto Rico and D.C.
Yeah, but I don't get why.
Every vote should count?
Someone who is a Republican in a blue state.
Thank you.
Like, well, you're a Republican in Portland, Oregon. Don't you want your vote to count?
I love that. That's what I always say. I got friends that Republicans in Pennsylvania. Most of the time, their vote doesn't count because the Pittsburgh and Philly and Harrisburg are that areas that some of that will take over, and the usually blue usually wins. It was a rarity that Trump won this time. Although it's a swing state, blue usually wins. So I would think their vote should want to count too. And I guarantee I want my vote to count, and it doesn't right now. Maybe in the city a little bit, but not general.
On a separate note, not speaking to that specifically, I don't think it's fair to say one side didn't win, then their votes did not count.
Well, under this and current way it works, it you could say that.
Well, you can say that about anything. Well, if you vote for something that doesn't win, then your vote didn't count.
If we all voted in the office for something, let's all vote on what coffee we want. If 31 votes come in yes and 30 votes come in the other coffee, 31 wins.
Okay, but by your logic, then 30 of the votes didn't count.
Well, they lost. Let's go with that. That's all I care about is winning and losing in this situation.
All right, then the vote counts even if you lose.
Well, okay, I know what you mean, Craig, but come on, man. Every vote should count is what I'm trying to say. And if you don't count, I might vote blue in this state, but it's always going to go red in the presidential election, so my vote doesn't count in this state.
I'm trying to think of the last time where I voted for the guy who won the Electoral College. And it's probably when I was living in Washington or Oregon. Otherwise, my vote really didn't count when I lived in Arizona, when I lived up and down the Great Plains.
Oh, it was Reagan then.
Oh, you mean in the particular state you were living?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure you voted for Obama.
And you got that electoral vote.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because Nebraska is an anomaly and actually splits up its electorate.
So you did get one.
I did.
Only two, too. We did get one the 1 year.
Not 12.
Yeah, 2008 we did, yeah.
Yeah. And then they changed it.
But he didn't
to make sure that never happens again.
No kidding.
No, they haven't changed it yet. They're trying to change it. But they changed. They added another county that makes this a red city.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, after the fact.
They added the Air Force Base.
Right? After the fact, they changed it up to make sure.
Yeah.
Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, Lincoln police had to arrest a 38-year-old man for public indecency, according to police.
We want to talk to this guy.
Saturday around 8 o'clock in the p.m., around 8 o'clock at night, a man was walking in the street with his penis exposed.
And?
Unfortunately for Arby's, the man was reportedly walking toward a nearby Arby's and masturbating.
Of course, I tweeted out, what's the obvious joke?
Need him a roast beef.
Making the horsey sauce.
Oh, making the horsey sauce.
I
like horsey. Yeah,
I know.
Ruin that.
I ruined it for a lot of people in the tweet.
Right. Officers located David Hefner inside the Arby's and arrested him for public
indecency.
Craig's would have gone with we've got the meat for exposing.
That's a good one, too. I saw that one out there, too.
Arby's.
I saw we got the meats, and then I put out, somebody's going to make the horsey sauce.
Yeah.
We've got the meats, and so
by the way, before Arby's gets mad, we love Arby's.
Hey, and
Arby's. I love horsey sauce.
I love horsey sauce.
I do this,
not
too.
Not from David.
I do this, too. I just drive there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dave, what were you doing, man? Give us a call.
He was masturbating walking to an Arby's.
I know, but I want to know the details because Craig's got a good point. They have his mug shot, and Craig goes, we know this guy. And he didn't mean that particular guy. Just the photo is that guy. We know that guy.
We know that
everybody,
guy.
Everybody knows that guy.
Everybody knows that guy. Everybody's got a guy that looks sort of like that.
Mid-length, blondish hair. You know,
curly fries smell good, man. And you just get a little whiff. And
Arby's just kind of got caught in the crossfire here.
Yes.
Why does it have to be? Why did that have to be put there?
Yeah.
Was he actually in the parking lot? He could have been walking towards anything, but Arby's was the only thing there?
They ended up arresting him inside the Arby's.
Got it.
Oh, he went inside the Arby's. Yeah.
With junk in hand?
Yeah. People watched him walking toward the Arby's, and then officers found him inside the Arby's.
Okay. I thought they just found him close to the Arby's, and I was wondering, well, why'd you implicate every other business around there, too?
Right.
It wasn't Arby's that made him whip his dink out.
well, apparently it was.
Pretty good. I've been.
It is pretty good.
Apparently it
is
good. It was.
I do like the roast beef.
Yeah, I will. For sandwiches. All that, yeah.
Yeah, that too. That's it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.